Are you still worth something, even if torn in half? By Beyond Today writer Janet Treadway. Recently, I sold something on Craigslist. The buyer handed my husband the money folded in half. Sadly, Charles did not open it up to check to see if it was the correct amount. Instead, he took the money and laid it in the ATM to deposit. After waiting a minute, the ATM spit out half of a $20 bill. We do not know what happened to the other half, and sadly, the banks will not take half of the 20 and give us credit. The bill is no longer any good to anyone because it is now worthless. The buyer did not have the other half, so it must have gotten chewed up in the ATM. This reminded me of a story that I wrote years ago about a $20 bill. A well-known speaker started his seminar by holding up a $20 bill in a room of 200 people. He asked, "Who would like this $20 bill?" Hands started going up. The speaker said, "I'm going to give this $20 to one of you, but first, let me do this." And he proceeded to crumple up the $20 bill. He then asked, "Who still wants it?" Still, the hands went up in the air. "Well," he replied, "what if I do this?" And he dropped it on the ground and started to grind it into the floor with his shoe. He picked it up, now crumpled and dirty. "Now, who still wants it?" Still, the hands went into the air. "How come you still want it?" he asked. "It's still worth $20, came the answer. "Then, my friends, we have all learned a very valuable lesson," said the speaker. "No matter what I did to the money, you still wanted it because it did not decrease in value. It is still worth $20. And yes, sometimes we can even feel not only crumpled up, but also cut completely in half, like the $20 bill that we received from the ATM machine. While the banks deem our half of it worthless, we are never worthless to God, no matter how torn up we are. Never. It is at times like these that we must be reminded how much God values us. Jesus said, "Indeed, the very hairs on your head are all numbered. Don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows." Luke 12, verse 7. New International Version throughout. We must be of great value. God gave his Son for us. There is no way he will give up on you. However, when we feel crushed, worthless, and torn into at times, what should we do? Ask God to encourage you. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Psalm 34, verse 18. Our very loving God can lift up this crumpled, broken in half soul and put us back together. Nothing is impossible with God. His greatest work is healing our broken lives. So when things start pressing you down and making you feel worthless, remember the $20 bill lesson. Even though we may be crumpled up and ground into the dirt, broken in half, we have not lost our value to God, for he paid a high price for you and me, that of his Son. The bank may reject my half of the $20 bill, which I understand, but I take courage in knowing God will never reject me. He will take us all and make us whole. He will not give up on his investment, you and me. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.